This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
If your word, I receive your word, and I become a product of that word. Is somebody praying? Let God hear your voice this morning. It is your word that is coming. Lord, I receive that word. I believe the word, and I become a product of that same word. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I thought your amen will be loud. It is my privilege to welcome God's servant to take us in this third word, Pastor Paul Enenche.
Go ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, what a privilege to be here in your presence this morning. What a privilege to be called your own. What a privilege to know you. Thank you, Lord, because we access your presence by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for all the words we received so far. Blessed be your name. Breathe upon this word and let not one person go back the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and congratulate somebody as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I want to use this moment to appreciate my father in the Lord, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, for impact over the years and what your life and ministry has done for us. Thank you, sir. We appreciate this privilege. It will never be taken for granted. I have been asked to speak. And how many of us have been blessed by the first two words? Can we give the Lord a big praise again? I have been asked to speak on the subject, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Some time ago, the Lord gave me a word in a song. It sounds, there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. When you are there, 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 Lord, you are here, Lord, you are here, Lord, you are here, Lord, wisdom is here, wisdom is here, wisdom is here, wisdom is here, wisdom is here. Hallelujah. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. When he is there, wisdom is there. He's the same as wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 18, it says that wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyed much good. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. This morning I'm going to be looking at three things. First of all, we are going to understand how wisdom is better than weapons of war. Secondly, we will understand what wisdom is all about. And thirdly, we'll understand ways and channels of wisdom. Wisdom is better than weapons of war has the following implications. Number one, it means that wisdom is superior to weapons. Wisdom is superior to weapons. Number two, it means that wisdom will do what weapons can't do. Wisdom is superior to weapons. Two, Wisdom will do what weapons can't do. Thirdly, it means that wisdom is the highest level of weapon where wars are concerned. Wisdom is the highest level of weapon. So wisdom is a weapon itself, but the highest level of weapon. Wisdom is superior to weapons. Wisdom will do what weapons can do. Wisdom is the highest level of weapon. Number four, it means that wars may be fought with weapons, but they are won with wisdom. You may fight wars with weapons, but we win wars with wisdom. That is, in the conflict of life, strategy is superior to energy. Strategy is superior to strength. I once watched a heavyweight fighter transiently practically defeated by a tiny person who only won the fight with wisdom. This man, heavyweight man, was looking for him to just kill him at once, and this guy just kept on dodging. He dodged for almost 45 minutes until he wearied out the big man and finished him on the spot. The other man had the strength, but this one had the strategy. Strategy is superior to strength. Number five, wisdom will cause you to win wars without firing a shot. It will cause you to win wars without firing a shot. Sixthly, massive wisdom with minimal weapons will defeat massive weapon with minimal wisdom. Again, massive wisdom with minimal weapon will defeat massive weapon with minimal wisdom. That was why they said, an army of sheep led by a lion will defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. Because the lion has both the courage and the wisdom. Massive wisdom and minimal weapon will defeat massive weapon with minimal wisdom. And seventh, weapons are useless and almost dangerous without wisdom. Weapons are useless and almost dangerous without wisdom. My wife, as a medical doctor, had once treated a man who, inside a bulletproof car, mistakenly shot himself inside the car. He had a gun that fired him on the leg inside a bulletproof car. It wasn't a bullet from outside that shot him. It was his own bullet. Because probably the wisdom of handling the weapon was not there. I declare upon somebody today, wisdom will preserve you from every destruction. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Now we're going to quickly look at examples in scriptures of people that won battles with wisdom. Example number one was Joseph. You look at the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis chapter 41. And in verse 39 all the way to verse 44. You take it earlier from verse 14. When Pharaoh sent for Joseph. Now, Pharaoh had a dream. And the dream had no interpretation. And Pharaoh heard that there was somebody in the prison that could interpret dreams. His name was Joseph. And Pharaoh sent for Joseph. And Joseph changed his prison cloth in verse 14. And came before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, I have dreamt a dream. There is no interpretation of it. Can you tell me my dream? The interpretation of my dream. That was the assignment Pharaoh gave to Joseph. I need my dream interpreted. And Joseph went ahead and interpreted the dream to Pharaoh. And he said, there will be 7 years of plenty that will be followed by 7 years of famine. But the plenty, will not be noticed, because when the famine comes, it will swallow up the plenty. That is the dream you have seen. There is going to be plenty and there is going to be famine. As far as Pharaoh was concerned, that was the job description he gave to Joseph. Give me my dream's interpretation. Joseph interpreted the dream, but he went beyond interpretation of the dream. He interpreted the dream by his gift, but gave the solution to the interpretation by his wisdom. If Joseph had only interpreted the dream for Pharaoh and said, this is what you saw, Pharaoh may have said, thank you to Joseph. Give him 5 naira there and return him back to the prison. But Joseph knew that if he had come out of the prison, he does not have to return back to the prison. He needed to do something that will keep him out of the prison. So he began to give the solution. He said, Pharaoh, you need to look for a man. Joseph began to describe himself. You need to look for a man that is wise and discreet, and this and that and this and that. And when Pharaoh heard, he said, what man are you prescribing for me? You are the man you are talking about. You have given me the interpretation. You have given me the solution. So go ahead with the implementation. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I prophesy to somebody here, your wisdom is going to bring you out of every prison where the enemy has kept you. Wisdom is going to bring you out of every prison where the enemy has kept you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, wisdom is bringing you out. Hallelujah. Please understand that it was not Joseph's gift that brought him out. It was not prayer that brought him out. Gift interpreted a dream, but wisdom brought him out. Wisdom gave him victory over delay in the fulfillment of his life's vision. And wisdom is giving somebody that victory. If you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Our second example is the same Egypt. There was an impending food crisis that was coming. The wisdom of God, again, offered the solution that brought Egypt out of food conflict. Third example was Jacob. Jacob had a conflict with Laban. Laban was a very fraudulent, dubious boss. Laban cheated Jacob 10 times. In Genesis 31 and in verse 6, all the way to verse 10. Genesis 31 verse 6. And you know that with all my power, I have served your father. And your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. And if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring straight shall be thy hire, then all the cattle bear ring straight, and so on. And he kept on deceiving this young man until Jacob arrived at a wisdom strategy. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 37, all the way to verse 43, when it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, now it took him rows of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. That was how in verse 43 Jacob transferred the flock, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses, and he became bigger than his boss by the wisdom of the Lord. He was in a perennial conflict, but God showed him something that gave him escape from oppression. In this Shiloh, I announce to somebody, God is going to give you a revelation that will bring you out of every conflict. Is God speaking to anybody? Say a louder amen. God is going to give you an insight that will bring you out of conflict. Shout the loudest amen. That was how Jacob won the war of deceit from Laban by the wisdom of God. You proceed, you go to David. David was the victim of envy. Saul almost killed him. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 18 and in verse 11. And Saul cast the javelin. For he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. This man was at war with David. Only because David had excelled in his giftings. He became envious. And I want to announce to somebody here. If you don't want envy, leave success. If you don't want hatred, leave the way of success. But if you want success, then be ready for hatred. Be ready for envy. Be ready for bitterness. But I have good news for you. They may hate you, but they can never harm you. They may hate you with a passion, but they will never be able to hurt you. And so David was a victim of such hatred in the eyes of Saul. But the wisdom of God came to work in verse 14 of 1 Samuel chapter 18. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Verse 15. And wherefore when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Not only could Saul not destroy David, he became afraid of him by the wisdom of God. There is a level of wisdom you will display that the enemies of your soul will become afraid of you. I announce to somebody today, all those who hate you will become afraid of you from this mountain. All those who want you dead will become afraid of you from this mountain. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Let me give you the final example, and that was this a little city, the destruction of a little city called Abel. In 1 Samuel chapter 20 and in verse 16 to 22, there was this little city of Abel Mehola. 2 Samuel 20, 16 to 22. A woman then cried, a wise woman, out of the city. Hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee. And when was come near unto her, the woman said, are you Joab? And he said, I am he. Then she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. Then she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in the old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. He said, and then Joab said, I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answered and said, Far it be from me that I should swallow up or destroy. He said, the matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city. And the woman said unto Joab, behold, his head will be thrown to you over the wall. And the woman went out unto all the people in her wisdom. Long story made short, she went in her wisdom. The next day, the head of that Sheba was thrown down. A whole city would have been swallowed because one man entered the city. But wisdom delivered the city. Wisdom brought victory. Do you understand that one person can enter into a person's life and ruin the person? Do you understand that one person can enter into an organization and destroy it completely? Do you understand that a person can enter into a family and ruin it completely? But I announce to you today, every such personality in your life that has come for destruction, the wisdom of God will uproot them from your life. Everyone in your organization, everyone in the work of your hands that is there to cause destruction, the wisdom of God shall uproot them from your life. You believe it? Say a loud amen. I said, shout the loudest amen. Now, what is wisdom? We have had many definitions of divine wisdom, but I'm going to add to what has been said already. Number one, wisdom is generational solution provision. Generational solution provision. Supernaturally. Two, wisdom is access to the mind, thoughts, and ways of God on particular issues. Access to the mind, the thought, the ways of God. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 say, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Access to the mind, the thought, and the ways of God on particular issues. Number three, wisdom is access to his supernatural access to hidden secrets and mysteries. Hidden secrets and mysteries. Job said, I walk through darkness. Job 29 verse 4. By his light I walk through darkness. Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel. Supernatural access to hidden secrets and mysteries. Number 4. Wisdom is supernatural capability to dissolve knotty issues and difficult puzzles. Supernatural capability to dissolve knotty issues and difficult puzzles. That was how Solomon dissolved the puzzle of two prostitutes that slept and one killed a child. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 16 to 28. That was dissolved by the wisdom of God. That was how Jesus dissolved the puzzle of the woman that was caught in adultery. John chapter 8 verse 3 to verse 11. This woman was caught in adultery in the very act. And you can imagine that the hypocrisy of the whole thing. Do you understand the hypocrisy of the whole thing? How can they say the woman was caught in adultery in the very act? And they brought only the woman. Where is the man? Do you see the hypocrisy of the whole thing? And then they said to Jesus, Moses in the law said, this such a person should be stoned. What sayest thou? Now, the attack was not more against the woman, but more against Jesus. What sayest thou? Who do you think you are? Show us now whether you are bigger than Moses. Now, there was no answer Jesus will give that will be correct. If Jesus says, stone her, then they say, but you say you are the way, the truth, and the life. You say you came to save lives. You are a liar. If Jesus says, don't stone her, then they will stone Jesus because they say you are against the law of Moses. And anybody who is against the law of Moses should be stoned. So there was no answer that would be correct. So Jesus dropped his head and began to think of what to do. Then he lifted up his head and he said, anybody that is without sin, I'm not saying don't stone the woman. The only thing I want to say is, the person that has not sinned in his life, let that person throw the first stone. Then he dropped his head again and started writing on the ground. He was writing their sins, I believe. So this one, fornicator, adulterer. This one, thief. This one, you killed the other day. The Bible said, then they began to leave from the eldest. You know the reason why? That one has been sinning sins. From the eldest all the way to the youngest. And when Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw nobody. Woman, where are thine accusers? He said, no man accuse me. He said, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. Hey! I announce to somebody today, every trap they are setting for you, you will escape it by the wisdom of God. Every trap the devil and his agent is setting for you, you shall escape by the wisdom of God. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor by your side, tell them you have escaped, you have escaped, you have escaped. Finally, hallelujah. Wisdom is supernatural access. But our Father has spoken about this. Supernatural access to invention, innovation, supernatural access to invention, innovation, and creativity. Invention. Proverbs 8, 12. Wisdom. I dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. I believe that here, the wisdom of God is about to be released on multitudes here, and you shall move into the realm of witty inventions. There are people who will bring out products that will shape our generation from here. If you are among them, shout the Lord and say amen. Now, what is the way of wisdom? The last speaker spoke extensively, and I'm going to just, if there is any repetition, it is for the sake of retention. Number one is consecration, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Consecration. Wisdom will never happen for anyone who has no fear of God. The fear of the Lord. Number two is revelation, the revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 9. Very interesting scripture. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 9. It said, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is in them? They have rejected. You can't reject the word and retain the wisdom. Consecration, the fear of the Lord. The revelation of the word. Number three is supplication in prayer. James chapter 1 verse 5. This is the place of asking God for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Lord, I am needing wisdom. Lord, in this area, speak to me. Show me what to do. Supplication in prayer. Solomon asked for wisdom in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 10. He asked God for wisdom. He said that give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge these thy people that is so great? It is supplication at the place of prayer. Number four is separation. Separation unto a search. Separation. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1. It said true desire. A man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. It is seeketh and intermeddleth. That is, you separate yourself at the place of prayer, at the place of study, and you are asking the Lord, I am out here like our father did 3 days. He separated himself looking for God's wisdom on supernatural supply. Separation. Number five is reflection. Reflection of in thought. Yeah, you are right there. The Bible said in Acts chapter 10 verse 19, it said, and while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, while we think, while we reflect, the voice of the Lord comes. Reflection in thought. In Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5, the Bible said, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Reflection in thought is a way of wisdom. Number five, number six, we already heard that, and that is observation. Observation from life. In Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1 to 2, Jeremiah 18 verse 1 to 2, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house. There, I will cause thee to hear my words. And so he went down to the potter's house, and he was looking at what the potter was doing. And while he was seeing, he was hearing something. Lamentation 3:51 said, my eyes affected my heart. What the eye sees affect the state of the heart. My eye affected my heart. Observation. Look, and you're asking, what am I seeing here? Observation. Number seven is association. Again, we heard that already. Association. The right association. Many are destroyed by the wrong association. Proverbs 13:20. He said, he that walketh with the wise man shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Many have been destroyed. Association. You cannot follow the wrong person and end in the right place. Association determines assimilation. Your company determines your mindset. Your company determines your lifestyle. Your company determines your outcome. You are not doing anything about your destiny until you are doing something about your company. It's God speaking. Association. Number eight is inspiration by the Spirit. Job chapter 32 verse 8. He said, there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Romans 8 and in verse 14, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Holy Spirit, I am asking you for direction, for inspiration in this direction, and that can be made possible. Number 9 is instruction and information. Instruction from the Lord. Instruction from those higher than us. And information. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 said, a wise man shall hear and increase and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 8 and in verse 33. The Bible there also said, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs 19 and in verse 20 also talks about instruction. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou may be wise in thy latter end. We already saw Daniel 9:2 understood by books. So you get the books, anointed materials. You stay under instruction, gather information, and that leads us to the realm of wisdom. Number 10 is impartation. Impartation. Impartation from higher vessels, from carriers of wisdom. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9, he said, and Moses, Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy, Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. Moses laid his hands upon him, and he was full of the spirit of wisdom. Number 11 is celebration in praise. We access the mind of God at the place of celebration, at the place of celebration, at the place of praise. Isaiah 12:3, he said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Out of the wells of salvation. Out of the wells of salvation. 2 Kings and chapter 3 and in verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15. They were looking for the wisdom of God in the days of Elisha. He said, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him and he began to speak. There can be no inspiration in the climate of depression. When you are depressed, you are deprived. You are deprived of everything. If you will not agree to be happy, nothing good will happen. So ensure that you fight depression. If wisdom is your desire, then worship will be your pathway. Praise will be your pathway. And number 12 is submission. Submission to God in all things. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. To be led is to be willing to follow. Until you are willing to follow, you are not qualified to be led. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Submission. Lord, I don't know it. I don't know. I don't have the direction. I am looking for help and I am looking for direction. And once you are at that level, direction is compulsory. I prophesy to somebody here today in the name that is above every name. When you return back from Shiloh, the people who saw you when you came, when you left, will confirm that they are seeing another person. They will confirm that they are seeing another person. The Bible said, when the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. I am seeing somebody here that will experience a 360 degrees captivity turnaround by the wisdom of God. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands and begin to speak to God. Lord, I make demands on your wisdom today. I receive wisdom, fresh wisdom for the turnaround of captivity in my life. Go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to God. I receive fresh light, fresh wisdom in the name of Jesus. For a turnaround, for victory in all battles, for victory in all conflicts. I receive wisdom. I receive grace. I receive help. I receive a turnaround. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. in the name of Jesus. Will you help me agree with somebody by your side? Just hold the hand of somebody near you and just pray in agreement. Say, Father, baptize this your child with a fresh level of wisdom, a fresh dimension of wisdom. Go on ahead and pray right now. A fresh release of wisdom, a fresh release of grace, a fresh release of help, a fresh release of mercy. Father, thank you and thank you and thank you, because it is released in Jesus' precious name. It is done. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Congratulate somebody by your side. Congratulations. And then you might have your seat. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.